Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Text 17, Chapter titled Jai and Vijay, Cursed by the Sages. So we will continue reading this chapter in these evening readings. So Text 17 reads, Brahmanyasya param daivam, brahmana kila te prabho, vipranam deva devanam, bhagavan atma daivatam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, you are the supreme director of the Brahminical culture. Your considering the brahmanas to be in the highest position is your example for teaching others. Actually, you are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods, but for the brahmanas also. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that the Supreme Personality of God is the cause of all causes. There are undoubtedly many demigods, the chiefs of whom are Brahma and Shiva. Lord Vishnu is the Lord of Brahma and Shiva, not to speak of the brahmanas in this material world. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord is very favorable towards all activities performed according to Brahminical culture, all the qualities of control of the senses and mind, cleanliness, forbearance, faith in scripture, and practical and theoretical knowledge. The Lord is the super soul of everyone. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Lord is the source of all emanations, thus He is also the source of Brahma and Shiva. Vipranam Deva Devanam. Brahmanyasya param daivam, brahmana kila te prabho, vipranam deva devanam, bhagavan atma daivatam. O Lord, you are the supreme director of the Brahminical culture. Your considering the brahmanas to be in the highest position is your example for teaching others. Actually, you are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods, but for the brahmanas also. So, important point being highlighted here by Srila Prabhupada is Deva Devanam, about the gods or demigods. So in Vedic culture, there are so many gods, which in our Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada called demigods, so that there would be no confusion with the actual God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And of all those demigods, the most famous are Brahma and Shiva. So the Kumaras are praying here to Lord Narayan, Vishnu or Krishna, expressing their true understanding that although, as it is said in a previous verse, Krishna was being Narayan, Lord Vishnu was being here very humble in his speech. Prabhupada is the one who mentions that in the previous purport. He says, the Lord was speaking in such a humble way. Actually, the whole sentence says that the Kumaras could understand, however, that the Lord was speaking in such a humble way just to show them His own merciful favor. So Krishna, here in the form of Narayan, of Vaikuntha, is being humble with many purposes. One is to show the Kumaras His favor, as explained by Prabhupada. And the other purpose is explained today by the Kumaras themselves in this text, which is to teach others how they should behave towards the brahmanas. So as they express here, the Supreme Lord is worshipable not only for all the gods or demigods, as we call them, but also for the brahmanas. So this expresses Krishna's supreme position, and Prabhupada underlines it by quoting, or referring actually, by citing the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Karana Karanam means the cause of all causes. Sarva. Sarva means all. So Krishna is the cause, the Karanam of all, Sarva Karana, of all causes. So he's also the cause, or the chief of the of all living entities, including demigods, and therefore including the brahmanas. But for our teaching, so that everybody understands what is the exalted position of the brahmanas, he has been speaking how even himself he has the brahmanas in a very elevated situation, position. So he himself, he expressed very strong feelings, saying that he would be ready even to lop off his arm if he would find that his arm would be a source of trouble to the brahmanas. So he was ready even to lop off his own arms. So we see that Krishna is very kind to his devotees, and over we will read how he, in other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, how he's ready to do anything for his devotees, especially protect them. But protection means in his terms, not in our terms. So sometimes what is protection for us may not be exactly protection. So Krishna, that means that Krishna will give us what we need. We should understand that this world is described as padam padam yadvi padam natesham. Padam padam. That this, in this world there is danger at every step. So the kind of protection that we are going to get here is not exactly the protection sometimes we may expect. But the main protection is that we can be at every moment Krishna conscious. That is the protection we should be seeking for. And this material world is a source of difficulties and troubles, and we cannot change that materially speaking. Defects of birth, death, old age, and disease, these things are going to be there. Prabhupada explains this in other parts of the third canto. In this same third canto, he expresses very clearly that there is this misconception that some people and devotees may think that they are going to be exempted from the pangs, from the effects, the material external effects of birth, death, old age, and disease. So it is not so. We should not be misled by these thoughts. But the main thing is that although those things are there, they do not affect the consciousness of a devotee. That is the true protection, that is the true advancement, and that is the true benefit of being Krishna conscious, which is that birth, death, old age, and disease will not affect our consciousness if we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. But we shouldn't think that we will not become old, or that if we have to be born again, we will not undergo what birth means. Or when we die, our body will undergo the reactions of death also. And the disease, we get sick as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that we have enough proof every day in our own lives. Mm-hmm. How we get sick, and we have to take the same medicines as everybody else, and consult the same doctors and like that. So birth, death, old age, and disease are there, but our consciousness is different. when we were waiting for the doctor, for the next patient, or the patient before us, actually, to leave, and we were just waiting for our turn in line. We are reading Bhagavatam or chanting rounds or meditating on Krishna, meditating on Krishna, on the temple, meditating on the devotees, whereas the other people are just meditating in so many material subject matters, meditating about so many materialistic things. So this is the difference, a difference of consciousness. Externally, everything seems the same, and we should not think that externally things will change too much. But internally, our consciousness is different. And of course, many things even externally will change as an effect, as an expression of our internal consciousness.